This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bean Cooley. Today on the Amazon Prime streaming service, a new six-part TV miniseries premieres that expands on an earlier movie and novel, and, like its predecessors, comes from and takes place in Australia. Picnic at Hanging Rock was written by Joan Lindsay in 1967 and made by director Peter Weir into a very moody and memorable movie in 1975. Those accounts, like this new one, tell of an ill-fated picnic in rural turn-of-the-century Australia. On Valentine's Day 1900, at a remote prep school for young women outside Melbourne, several students and their teacher slipped away from a holiday picnic, ventured to a steep and storied landmark named Hanging Rock, and vanished. When the movie was released in the 70s, Picnic at Hanging Rock was widely presumed to be, and even was publicized as, a true story, part period folktale, part supernatural mystery. That's less accepted these days, but the legend and its unresolved ending still requires that the story itself be approached and told somewhat ambiguously. That's the challenge of this new TV adaptation. But because the miniseries length allows Amazon's Picnic at Hanging Rock to expand on the narrative, this new version ends up being stronger and significantly more powerful. The new Picnic at Hanging Rock is adapted by Beatrix Christian and Alice Addison, with a trio of directors framing the story visually. And the visuals are both important and arresting. The girls in this Australian finishing school wear bright, free-flowing white cotton dresses, while the woman running the school, the formidable Mrs. Appleyard, wears a series of brightly colored, tightly constricting outfits. The students stand out as starkly as the oppressed women of The Handmaid's Tale, only their uniforms are lily white, not blood red. And Mrs. Appleyard, played by Natalie Dormer from HBO's Game of Thrones, wears her clothing as both a shield and a disguise. When she talks to her students before releasing them to mingle at a local garden party, she's like a military officer inspecting her troops. And just as imposing, especially to one girl, Marion, who dares to speak up while in the inspection line.
Some of our brave boys have joined the Mounted Rifle Brigade to fight in Africa for Queen and Country. Today's fate is to fare them well. You will maintain a serious demeanor at all times. On Monday, you will write a composition about the Boer War.
And who will read those?
As our new history teacher has yet to materialize, Marion will mark your compositions out of 10.
Yes, Mrs. Appleyard.
Ladies, hats on. In pairs, please.
Mrs. Appleyard is a fascinating figure, and this new Picnic at Hanging Rock fleshes her out substantially by showing her in extended flashbacks. Her past, it turns out, is much less civilized and savory than her present status, which explains why she fled to the Australian outback in the first place. And it also explains why, when she has to drop her civilized veneer, she can and does chillingly. In this scene, Mrs. Appleyard enters the stables when one of those young soldier boys has just begun to sexually attack one of her students. The girl responds by stabbing through the boy's boot with a pitchfork, at which point Mrs. Appleyard arrives, yanks the pitchfork from his foot, gives the girl some orders, and gives the boy a whiskey flask and a warning.
Find water, clean your dress. Behind the house, there will be a pump. Clean your dress. Say nothing to anyone. Go. Hurts like the devil to be trodden by a horse. I suppose you're drunk.
Dr. McKenzie will get you something for the pain. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Then button up your trousers.
Natalie Dormer, as Mrs. Appleyard, is even more menacing and captivating here than she was as Marjorie Tyrell on Game of Thrones. She's a big part of why this new picnic works so well. And Samara Weaving, playing Irma, one of the rebellious students, is another. But there's also the depiction of the world that both the students and the teacher, as women, must endure that makes this TV version of Picnic at Hanging Rock so compelling. The near future of The Handmaid's Tale is a chilling place to visit, but so is the distant past of Picnic at Hanging Rock.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high.
On Monday's show, we'll talk about Rodgers and Hammerstein with Todd Burdum. His new book explores the creative partnership that transformed musical theater. He'll talk about shows that didn't work and the stories behind their great successes. Join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.B. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm David B. Inclui.
All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads when they see me ride by.